Welcome back, everyone, to the Deep Dive. We've covered a lot of ground in the world of wine. Everything from like the vineyards to the actual science behind the taste. But today we're going hyper-focused, and we're going to be doing a deep dive on one specific grape, and we're talking Cabernet Sauvignon.
Oh, fantastic, Cabernet Sauvignon. Yeah. It's a great choice. It's enjoyed all over the world, but the taste can be incredibly diverse.
That's exactly what I'm curious about. I mean, if I'm picking up a bottle of Cabernet Sauvignon, what should I expect taste-wise?
Well, you can pretty much always count on those bold, dark fruit flavors. Black currant, black cherry are the most common, but there's often like this layer of cedar and sometimes even a hint of green pepper.
Green pepper. Interesting.
Yeah, it's actually a characteristic that Cabernet Sauvignon inherits from one of its parent grapes, Cabernet Franc. And depending on where the grapes are grown and how the wine is made, you might also find those comforting notes of vanilla and spice from oak aging.
So the same grape can taste pretty different depending on the region.
Absolutely. The climate, the soil, even the winemaking techniques, they all play a role in shaping the final flavor profile. Kind of like how the same apple variety can taste tart or sweet depending on where it's grown and how much sun it gets.
That makes sense. So what about aging? How does that change the taste of Cabernet Sauvignon?
Well, think of it this way. Those bold tannins, the ones that give you that dry puckering feeling, like strong black tea, they start to soften and integrate over time. And those bright fruit flavors evolve too.
So what happens to the fruit? Does it just fade away or?
Not quite. The black currant and cherry notes become more nuanced, and you might start picking up hints of leather tobacco or even dried fruit. Yeah, it's like the wine develops a whole new layer of complexity as it ages.
So it's almost like the wine tells a story over time.
That's fascinating. So, okay, I'm ready to track down some amazing Cabernet Sauvignon. Where do I start looking?
Well, you can't talk Cabernet Sauvignon without mentioning Bordeaux, France. Some of the most sought-after Cabernet Sauvignons in the world come from this region. But then you have Napa Valley in California, known for producing those big, bold cabs.
Okay, so France and California are definitely on the list. Anywhere else?
Coonawarra in Australia is a region worth checking out. Their Cabernet Sauvignons tend to be more elegant and age-worthy. And it's incredible to think that Cabernet Sauvignon is actually the most planted red grape variety worldwide.
Wow, I had no idea. It must be incredibly popular.
It is. According to some research, there were over 220,000 hectares of Cabernet Sauvignon planted globally back in 2010. So there are a lot of producers out there crafting delicious wines from this grape.
Okay, so we've got Bordeaux, Napa Valley, and Coonawarra, each representing a unique style of Cabernet Sauvignon. This is already so much to take in. Yeah, and we've only just scratched the surface.
That's what I love about these deep dives. There's always so much to learn. But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's dive a bit deeper into these key regions and the producers who are making waves in the Cabernet Sauvignon world.
Sounds good to me. There are some fascinating stories to uncover. Welcome back to our Cabernet Sauvignon deep dive.
Yeah, those major players in the Cabernet world, Bordeaux, Napa Valley, and Coonawarra, each with its own distinct style. Let's start with Bordeaux. What sets these wines apart?
Bordeaux Cabernet Sauvignon are often described as elegant and structured, with a strong emphasis on balance. They tend to have more restrained fruit flavors compared to some New World cabs. And those tannins we talked about, they're often quite prominent, giving the wines a firm structure that allows them to age beautifully.
So these are wines that can really stand the test of time.
Some of the most prized and expensive wines in the world are aged Bordeaux blends, often dominated by Cabernet Sauvignon. And a big part of that aging potential comes from those tannins, which soften and integrate over time, adding complexity and depth to the wine.
Incredible. So when we talk about Bordeaux, which producers should we be on the lookout for?
Well, some of the most famous names are the first growths, classified back in 1855, Château Lafite, Rothschild, Château Latour, Château Margaux, to name a few. These wines are incredibly sought after and often come with a hefty price tag.
Yeah, those names are practically synonymous with luxury. What about Napa Valley? How do their Cabernet Sauvignons compare?
Napa cabs tend to be bolder and more fruit forward. Think ripe blackberries, Cassis. And those warm, toasty notes from oak aging,
Right.
they often have a higher alcohol content too, which contributes to a fuller body and a richer mouthfeel.
So it's a bit of a contrast to those elegant Bordeaux wines.
Exactly. It's a different expression of Cabernet Sauvignon,
right,
reflecting the warmer climate and the more modern winemaking styles often employed in Napa Valley. Producers like Robert Mondavi Winery and Opus One have helped to put Napa Cabernet Sauvignon on the global map, crafting wines that are powerful and intensely flavorful.
Now, what about Australia's Coonawarra region? You mentioned that they produce elegant and age-worthy Cabernet Sauvignons.
Coonawarra is a fascinating region.
Yeah.
They have these unique Terra Rossa soils.
Okay.
A red, iron-rich soil that's perfect for growing Cabernet Sauvignon.
Huh.
The wines from Coonawarra tend to have a beautiful balance of fruit tannins and acidity.
Great.
With a distinctive eucalyptus or mint character that adds complexity to the aroma.
Eucalyptus.
Yeah.
That's unexpected.
It is, but it works so well with the black fruit and savory notes of Cabernet Sauvignon.
Right.
Wynn's Coonawarra Estate is a producer that consistently crafts exceptional Cabernet Sauvignons from this region.
Okay.
Showcasing the unique terroir of Coonawarra.
Okay, so we've got these three key regions, Bordeaux for elegance, Napa Valley for boldness,
right,
and Coonawarra for a unique expression of terroir.
Right.
It's amazing how versatile Cabernet Sauvignon can be.
It truly is, and we've only just scratched the surface. There are so many other regions around the world producing fantastic Cabernet Sauvignons, from Chile and Argentina in South America to Italy and South Africa.
This is why I love exploring wine. There's always something new to discover. But before we journey to those other Cabernet Sauvignon hotspots, let's take a step back and talk about what makes this grape so special in the first place.
Sounds good. Let's delve into the history and the unique characteristics that have made Cabernet Sauvignon a global phenomenon.
Okay, so we've talked about the taste, the aging, and the superstar regions.
Yeah.
But what makes Cabernet Sauvignon so special in the first place? Like, what sets it apart from other grapes?
Well, part of its magic lies in its history.
Okay.
Cabernet Sauvignon is actually a relatively young grape variety.
Really?
Yeah. It's a happy accident, if you will.
An accident.
Yeah. So it's believed to have originated in the 17th century in southwestern France.
Okay.
A chance crossing between Cabernet Franc and Sauvignon Blanc.
Wow.
Yeah. Imagine those two grapes, one red, one white, coming together to create this powerhouse varietal.
That's a fascinating family tree.
Yeah.
It's like it inherited the best qualities from both parents.
Exactly. Cabernet Franc lends structure and those herbal notes,
uh-huh,
while Sauvignon Blanc contributes acidity and aromatic intensity.
Okay.
And beyond its intriguing origin story, Cabernet Sauvignon is prized for its adaptability. It thrives in a variety of climates and soil types, making it a truly global grape.
This is a bit of a globetrotter.
It is.
Yeah.
And that's why we see such diverse expressions of Cabernet Sauvignon around the world.
Right.
But there are some key characteristics that unite them all, those bold, dark fruit flavors, the firm tannins, and the potential for aging.
We've talked a lot about those tannins,
mm-hmm,
but I'm curious, what role do they play in the overall enjoyment of the wine?
Tannins are essential to the structure and longevity of Cabernet Sauvignon. Mm. They give the wine that dryness, that grip on your palate that balances out the fruit and acidity.
Okay.
Think of it like the backbone of the wine, providing support and allowing those flavors to unfold over time.
So they're more than just a sensation. They actually shape the entire experience.
Precisely. And the way those tannins evolve is fascinating. In a young Cabernet Sauvignon, they might feel a bit harsh or astringent, like biting into an unripe pear.
Yeah.
But as the wine ages, those tannins soften and integrate, becoming more velvety and smooth.
So it's all about balance.
Yeah.
Right. The fruit, the tannins, the acidity, they all need to work together.
Absolutely. And that's the hallmark of a well-crafted Cabernet Sauvignon. A wine that's complex and layered with each element complementing the others.
Right.
It's a wine that can be enjoyed on its own or paired with a variety of foods, from grilled meats to hearty cheeses.
This has been such an insightful deep dive.
Yeah.
We've covered so much about Cabernet Sauvignon, from its accidental origins to its global dominance.
Yeah.
What final thoughts would you leave our listeners with?
Well, I'd encourage everyone to approach Cabernet Sauvignon with a sense of curiosity and exploration. Don't be afraid to step outside your comfort zone and try wines from different regions, different producers, and different vintages. You might be surprised by the diversity and the depth that this grape has to offer.
That's great advice. And I think that's the beauty of wine in general. There's always something new to discover. So until next time, happy exploring, and may your glass always be filled with delicious discoveries.